Welcome back. In this bonus track, we're going to stretch the hips and strengthen the core with a noodle. Begin standing in chest-deep water, holding your noodle in your hands. We're going to start with a reverse row. You press the noodle down and then slowly up to the surface. It's a pull, press, and slowly up to the surface. Your feet should be in a lunge position as you pull, press, and up to the surface. You want to have a nice controlled movement, especially on the way up. Okay, let's leave those arms pressed down to the floor and set yourself up into a plank position. Your hands are positioned under the shoulders. You're in a nice straight line. We're going to slowly lift the arms to the surface so they come up and then back to start. Lifting up and back to start. Do it again. Nice and controlled, small range. One more here. And now press to the floor. A push-up, up and down. Up and down you go, press up and down. Super job, let's switch feet. Left leg in front now. We're doing that reverse row. Pull, press, and slowly up to the surface. Pull, press, and slowly up you come. Remember, it's in the control, up to the water surface. That's where you're gonna really work the core. Nice and easy does it. Breathing easy. Try not to grip the equipment too tight. All right, let's go back into that plank position. Lift the arms up to the front and then back to start. In that plank, we want to have our hips in line with our shoulders as those arms are going up and down. Slow and controlled. That's the way to do it. Okay, show me a push-up now. Noodle up and down to the finish. Up and down, that's it. Three to go. For two. Okay, you did it. Let's go back to that right lunge now. This time the noodle is under the right hand. Our left hand is going to be reaching just below the surface. It's going clockwise and counterclockwise. Nice and slow, moving open and close. Let's go. Open and close. Open and close. You should feel the stretch on the shoulder that is contact with the noodle. So you want to move that reaching arm so you can feel a nice stretch down the noodle hand. We're going to increase the intensity. Hold that noodle just below the surface. We're going to pick up the speed of that moving arm. Open and close. Open, close, open, close. That's the way to do it. Okay, keep those hips forward as that arm is moving. Keep it going. You got four to go. Three, two. Now moving into a side lying position. You're laying on your side with the noodle supporting under your arm. We're doing a side lying cross-country ski. The arms and legs are swinging in opposition, front to back. If you like, you can keep that bottom foot in contact with the pool floor, or you can be completely suspended off the bottom. Well done. Can you roll onto your back now? Noodle just below the shoulder blades. We're going to be doing that cross-country ski with rotation. So the legs open, and then they scissor in front as you turn the body. So it's a ski open with rotation. Open legs wide, cross legs in front. That's the way to do it. Nice and slow. Couple more. And last one. Come on back to standing position. This time we're in a left lunge. The noodle's being held by the left hand. The right hand is working as it reaches behind the body and then back to the front. Remember, this is the one where the hand reaches clockwise and then counterclockwise. It's going nice and slow. You should feel the stretch on the hand that is holding the noodle. This is all about creating a little bit more mobility through the trunk, shoulders, and hips. Once we've got the mobility, we're gonna pick up the tempo and create the strength. A little bit more work for the core. Push that noodle down just below the surface and pick up the speed of that moving arm. Let's go. So it goes open, close, open, close. Rotate right, rotate left. That's the way. Grabbing more water as you push and pull. Okay, let's go into that side lying position. Cross-country ski now, but we're on the other side. You have the noodle supporting under the body where it's comfortable. Arm and leg moving in opposition. It's a ski. Super reach, really stretch. If you're up for it, add a little bit more intensity and push the water and pull. If you're looking for just more range of motion, keep it nice and easy. Rolling onto the back now, moving into that cross-country ski in the lying position. It's like you're in a hammock. The noodle's just below the shoulders. The legs are scissoring and then with rotation. So legs open and then cross in front. As they cross, turn the body. You're welcome to slow this move down as slow as you need. Feel this nice stretch through the whole body. And moving into our final stretch, I'm gonna have you come up to standing position and I want you to walk about the pool. I want you to notice the mobility in your hips right now. We're gonna try and increase that mobility through the hips and shoulders. Let's come into a lunge position. In this lunge position, right leg is forward. The noodle is underneath the knee. So in your lunge, your right leg is floating in front. Your left foot, toe is in contact with the floor. Hands are sculling out to the side for balance. Sink into the move. You should feel the stretch down the front of the left hip. Let's add a little arm movement. The hands are sweeping just below the surface. They're opening out to the sides and then reaching back in front. Palms are up, palms are down. You should continue to feel the stretch through the front of that back left hip. Let's take a reach now, side to side. Soften the knees, soften the hips, relax through the whole movement. Take the hands back to the surface. Let's do that open and close motion. Hands out to the side, hands back front. As the arms move, follow the hands with your eyes. Look to the right. Next time to the left. And let's go for another walk about the pool. I want you to notice how that hip feels. That one side should feel like it has a little bit more spring in your step. So let's see if we can get that nice motion in the other side as well. Set yourself up in a lunge position. This time the left leg is forward. The noodle is under the leg, just above the knee. Sink into the movement. That left leg is suspended in front. Right leg, toe for balance. Arms sculling at the side. Soften those shoulders. And breathe easy. Let's add that arm motion away from the body and back front. The arms open and close. Palms are up, palms are down. Add that little side reach, side to side. Feel the body tipping right and left. Back to the surface. Let's do those hands reaching out to the side and back front. This time we're going to add in that head motion with the eyes following the hands to the right. And then next time to the left. Time to take a walk about the pool again. Let's see if we've opened up those hips on both sides of the body. Take some giant steps as you walk through the pool, heel to toe. Let the arms swing by your sides as you walk. Congratulations, you just completed a Wii Coach Noodle workout. Don't forget to check out our Move Better Land exercise program. Easy on your joints and no equipment required. These workouts are great when there's no water available. This is Coach Lori. See you next time.